Here we go. There are lots of big stories in the news this week, so it's time to get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabba gabba, hey baby!
It's great to be here at Seabees, huh?
Oh, it's great to be here. I'll tell you, Mark, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible.
Hey, Johnny, I see you rocking that chain again, the big dollar sign chain.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
Bada bling, baby.
So, you ever been to Seabees before, buddy?
Oh, are you kidding me? I used to come here back in the day, you know.
Wait, dude, were you a punk?
Was I what?
I didn't mean anything by that. I meant.
What, you want to get smacked or
no,
what? Johnny K was never a punk, baby. But the Ramones were always my favorite band. I'll tell you that. They were the best. Yeah. The Ramones and Jerry Vale. That's all I listened to. I always wondered why they didn't make an album together, you know?
Jerry Vale and the Ramones. I had no idea you were a Ramones fan, man.
Oh, I'm a big Ramones fan, let me tell you. Check it out, baby.
Uh-oh, he's taking his shirt off.
Hello?
Yeah.
What am I going to say?
Squirting the Ramones
Come
t-shirt.
On. Whatever.
So, well, all right, you got a Ramones t-shirt on under the jacket.
That's
that
right.
Looks good.
Little story,
yeah,
if
what
I
do you
may.
Got?
You know, I met the Ramones once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right here at CBGB's. I met the Ramones. I told them I liked their music. They asked me what I did. I told them, I'm a money collector, so to speak. I told them how I collected it. The next night, Beat on the Brat with a Baseball Bat was born. So, you know... Dedicated to yours truly, if I might. You know, I had a little thing with Blondie, too.
Yeah? With Blondie?
I don't kiss and tell. It's all going to be in my book.
Wait a minute. You got a book coming out, Johnny?
Yes, I do. Since I started appearing on your show, I've had several offers. You know, my book's going to be coming out soon. It's going to be called You Bet My Life, the Johnny K Street Store. I'm writing it myself. It's my biography.
Whoa, wait a minute, Johnny. If you write yourself, it's an autobiography.
What are you, a wise ass or what today? God, if you're so smart, how come you owe me money?
All right.
Hey, Johnny.
All right.
Johnny, I noticed you were a little late getting here this morning. What, you oversleep or something?
All right, here's I didn't want to go into this, but I took the subway.
Yeah.
And I got searched.
Oh, wow.
Were you carrying a backpack?
Yeah, I was carrying a backpack, a lunchbox, and a note from my teacher. Come on, what are you talking about? Backpack. Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. You know what I mean? What do I look like? Cat Stevens? Give me a break. You know, it's... Do I look like a threat to anybody? Come on. Do I look like a suspicious character? Those guys cavity searched me. Who gets cavity searched before they go on it? The last time I got searched like that, they deloused me and gave me an orange jumpsuit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wait, were these two guys up by 49th Street? Because I think I saw the same two guys. Anyways, well, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. So let's make some money. Where's the action, man?
Okay, I got Bush action, of course. You know what I mean? George
mm-hmm.
W. Bush, heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He hasn't been around too much lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Bush action. The president is on his 50th vacation at his ranch right now. Because he works a lot.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He thinks he's a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Closest he ever been to being a cowboy is being a horse's ass, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, you know. Every time he goes to that ranch, something stupid happens, you know. Now, we all know he's going to fall off the bike again.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. The question is, how many times?
Yeah.
100 to 1 once?
Yeah.
500 to 1, 10 times?
Okay.
1,000 to 1, over a dozen times.
All right, I'm down for 5 yards. He falls off at least 5 times. Okay,
that sounds good, man. Put me down for a yard, huh?
All right, that sounds good. Like Wyatt Earp would say, you're covered, okay? Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. 500 to 1, Bolton, Karl Rove, and Cheney visit Bush. They dress up like a sheriff and a posse, right? They tell Michael Wilson to come out to the ranch, then they try to lynch him. All right, so... They
Joe
ambush
Wilson,
him and lynch him.
It's not that far-fetched. I'll put 1,000 down on that. All right, Johnny?
All right. Here's my hot tip of the week.
Okay.
My hot bet of the week. I'm
all
taking
right.
action on this right after the show.
Okay.
All right? Now, we all seen the clip of Robert Novak losing it on CNN when James Carville made him his bitch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before the weekend is over, Novak goes off the deep end. He gets loaded and kills a male prostitute.
Why
in a
not?
Plea bargain, he names James Carville as a secret source in the Valerie Plame scandal. Carville backs him up, Bush pardons Novak, and sentences Carville to death.
Wow.
That's going off at even money. If I were you, I'd be getting some money down on that. And if I was James Carville, I'd be getting a plastic surgeon. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Which isn't a bad idea. You ever see the face on that guy? Oofah. I got to get a cap. Thank you very much,
Johnny
ladies
K.
and gentlemen.
Johnny K. Street.
Nice to be here.